This is URN Sport.
Students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Ball 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome back to the Thursday Sports Show. The time is 1 minute past six and I'm your host Jeremy Dunn. I'll be here for the next hour as we run through all the latest that's been going on in the University of Nottingham and Greater Nottingham sports that have been occurring over the past week and bring you everything that's been going on to keep you in the loop. We've got an action-packed show full of lots of stuff that's going to be going on. I'm joined here with my panellists as well who will be here. Joe Tanner will be coming on in a bit to interview Jiu-Jitsu. We're then going to be having a discussion as well in which Phoebe and Matt will be taking part in, and then we'll be rounding things off with a quick look at what's been going on with Forest and County. Joining us here in the studio, we have the University of Nottingham softball and baseball sock. So if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're the University of Nottingham softball and baseball club. We're one club, but we have two teams, softball and baseball. Both teams are mixed, so girls and boys.
Hi, and I'm Alec. I'm here, I'm captain of the softball team. And yeah, we're just here, excited to be on URN, promote the club.
One of the big bits of news that I know you guys were really keen to share with us, you've just won the Softball Nationals, so that's a fantastic achievement for you guys. And also something which is coming up in the near future is you will have your first ever baseball B team match, which will be coming up. So do you want to talk about, let's start off with them with the Nationals. So what was that like for you guys to win the Nationals? I'm assuming it was probably something you've been working long and hard to achieve.
Yeah, so we had won the national championships 4 years ago, and since then Loughborough have basically dominated every outing we've had. We've come runners-up three or four times, so obviously taken some tough losses, but we've had a really good team. We've rebuilt, bringing in new students, bringing in some really good, we've got some GB players now in our team, so it's really exciting. We finally won, so it's just more of a relief to get that first one under the belt, and so we can just settle down and look forward to the rest of the season now.
Yeah, I mean, for you guys, that I suppose it's always that moment of when you get that first Nationals win over the hill, and you're finally done that. Do you think you're now going to be able to build on it? I mean, we'll come on to the B team obviously in a minute for baseball, which I think probably is a testament to the strength you've got. But at the moment, kind of with the current core of players you've got, like you said, your recruitment's been very good. Do you think that it's been like you're now on a new level? The team's moving in forward further than it ever has been.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a really brilliant coach, Luke Stott, who works with BSUK. So Baseball Softball UK, and he's really been building us over the last year, and definitely with the start of this year the talent seems to have improved loads. So when you compare our team to maybe starter teams to other unis, it's, you know, quite considerable difference, because we're just a different kind of level, I think. So anyway, obviously I'm biased, but
the club has also never been so big, so we have so many more people to choose from. We're now hitting sort of 60-70 members, more people than ever coming to training, so it's just giving us that depth of talent to pick from means we can take it to a level that most universities can't do.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic to see. And speaking on the depth of talent, obviously, like we said, you've got your first ever baseball B match will be taking place. I mean, for those out there that might be listening and wondering about potentially going down and watching a couple of matches, or potentially hearing about this, where can they go and watch this game, which I know you guys are very excited about?
Yeah, so our home field is Grove Farm, which is university playing fields. It's about a mile from campus. You'll be able to find directions to it online if you don't know where it is. The B team's first ever league match will be this Saturday, 11-4, down there. They're actually, by a quirk of the fixtures, playing our A team in the league, so it's going to be very good. It's going to be a big club event. We're going to try and get a lot of people down there to support. I think a few alumni are coming back just to really help out, help the club. So it'd be great if anyone could come down and watch us. Any support is always encouraged.
And I'm delighted to be joined by the University of Nottingham President of Jiu-Jitsu Society. It's Lauren Efford. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So my first question to you is, for those listeners out there who do not know, what kind of differences can one experience in Jiu-Jitsu when compared to other martial arts? How does it sort of separate itself from the others?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So our martial art is mostly self-defense, and it's quite realistic in terms of scenarios that we've play out. There are some competitions as well throughout the year, but we predominantly focus on what can happen in real life and how to combat that.
Now, it sounds like a fantastic sport to get involved in. And in terms of your training and how it kind of all works at the club, what's the sort of format with when you guys train and when you sort of compete as well, and how you compete?
So we train twice a week, 6 to 8, in the dojo at the David Ross Sports Village, which is a brand new facility that we've had this year, and it's absolutely fantastic. I would fully recommend trying it out at some point. We have two competitions during the year. We have one coming up this November. It's sort of a more standing competition, and we see other clubs from throughout the country. And then there's a more ground-based one in February.
Okay. Are there any kind of differences between those two competitions?
So the November one is more traditional jiu-jitsu in the sense that we're standing up, we're doing throws and wrist locks and stuff, and arm locks, which is what we more typically do. And then the February one is more ground-based, so it's a bit more like Brazilian jiu-jitsu in that sense.
So for the competition upcoming in November, what are you setting the University of Nottingham sort of goal as in terms of achieving? What sort of aims do you have for the competition?
Well, last year we were fortunate enough that one of our coaches did actually win a medal, so we're hoping to replicate that with some of our students this year, aiming to win a couple if we can.
Wonderful, that sounds brilliant. And of course we're at the start of the academic year, so trials and tryouts are a very common feature for a lot of sport teams at this time in the academic year. At Jiu-Jitsu, how well do you think that you've gained new members? Have you had a lot of interest at Freshers' Fair and at things like that?
Yeah, we've had a really good year this year. We're definitely picking up new people, and they're definitely sort of showing that they love the sport, and it's very sociable. We're all kind of blending quite well together, so yeah, we're very excited about this year.
And I'm assuming it's not too late for anyone that would want to get involved, should they want to. How would they go about doing it?
So if you want to join, just come to one of our sessions on either the Wednesday or the Friday. You'll need to fill out an insurance form, but after that you'll be able to just come in. First session is free, and then after that's £2 a session, and then we can discuss payment packages as well if you're interested.
Now just onto the sort of lighter side of the sport at university, socials. What kind of socials do you get up to in the jiu-jitsu club? Where do you go out? Do you have more sort of non-drinking events? What's the format with it?
Of course we have our typical sort of crisis nights out, but we also do quite a lot of non-drinking socials. So recently we did a bowling event which then went on to Frankie and Benny's, and that was very successful. Everyone had a really good time. So yeah, it was just really good fun.
Wonderful. And how, just on a personal note, how did you sort of get into jiu-jitsu and sort of follow up as a sport, and maybe you learned it through doing something else, through another one, martial art? What was your way into it?
So I started out in karate, and I did that for about 10 years back at home, getting my black belt in that. And then I came to university and wanted to try something new, so I decided to try out jiu-jitsu, and it just was a perfect fit, really.
What do you think as a sort of sport sets it apart from the other sort of martial arts? Why do you sort of like it so much and chose it over karate in a way?
It's because it's kind of quite a relaxed martial art, in the sense you sort of learn to adapt to situations, and you get to learn some really cool throws that you can see in films and stuff. So it's just a really good, I mean, we're a small club admittedly, but it's a good social environment as well to grow.
Wonderful. And my final question for you today is on the subject of varsity, in fact, because some martial arts like karate, in fact, they have a feature on the Super Wednesday event during the varsity series, which of course comes in the sort of April May time at the end of the academic year. Could we potentially see something similar with jiu-jitsu? Maybe not this year, but would you like to see it maybe in forthcoming years?
Yeah, at the moment probably not, but it's definitely something to aim for in future years.
We are now going to move on to the mainstay of this show, which is of course our Bucks Roundup, and here is our brief highlight as to what's been going on this week.
It was another highly impressive week for the University of Nottingham in the British University and Colleges Sports Leagues, with the Green and Gold achieving an astonishing 68% win ratio, thanks to 41 victories out of 30 matches. Badminton, Rugby League, Netball and Ultimate Frisbee achieved clean sweeps this week, with 4-2, 4 and 2 victories respectively. Had it not been for a 1-1 draw in the Women's First against Birmingham First, Hockey too would have recorded a clean sweep of victories. Table tennis also recorded another impressive week, with 6 wins in their only loss coming to the women's second team in a game against the Green and Gold's women's first team. In fencing, basketball and women's cricket suffered in different weeks, however, with a 50-50 split in their matches for wins and losses. With regards to our rivals, the Green and Gold won all 6 of their games against Loughborough this week, and their sole clash against Trent, which came in the table tennis. Overall, the University of Nottingham remain in second place behind Durham with 1,912 points. That's all for this week. We'll be back next Thursday to keep you informed as to how the University of Nottingham have been getting on in Bucks.
Thank you very much, Joe, for that roundup on everything that's been going on in the Bucks this week for the University of Nottingham. So a very impressive week for the Green and Gold, and we can now confirm that there was a late change of a couple of results that came in very late on, which came on just before we actually came out on air, which is that the Green and Gold have now surged ahead in Bucks, and we are now top of Bucks. We lead the table by 6 clean points over Durham, and it has been an astonishing week for the Green and Gold. They continued that incredibly strong run which they showed last week and the week before, and they've carried on this momentum. Guys, I mean, where do we want to start this off? It's been fantastic for several teams right across the pitch. I mean, Matt, if we start off with you, like Badminton, for example, is one team that we saw there. They've had a phenomenal week.
Badminton have won all of their matches, and they've not just won them, they've absolutely demolished the opposition. You look at the men's first beating Birmingham First 8-0, the men's second beating Birmingham Third 6-2, the women's first beating Newcastle First 7-1, and the women's second beating East Anglia First 5-3. So not only winning, but winning so convincingly, showing the strength and depth that Badminton really have at the moment. They've been one of our strongest performers this year, along with the other racket sports, and I think they're one of the main reasons that we're sitting top of the Bucks table. So I think we've got to give a big well done to all the Badminton teams out there.
Just to add on to Badminton, actually, it was 4 points dropped in, I think, 8 matches last week, and this week only 6 points in a possible 4, which is an absolutely astonishing record by the whole club. I mean, to only drop 10 points in 2 weeks of matches is absolutely phenomenal, and, you know, be winning every single game at that as well. You've got to give credit to Martin Lewis, the coach, who's been doing a fantastic job there, and also the men's teams as well, who've kind of really come up trumps this year and caught up with the women's teams, who were kind of surpassing them really in quality last year. But undoubtedly it looks like the whole club is kind of moving cohesively this year.
Yeah, there are so many teams which we can identify here that have had such a great week for them. Really is fantastic. I mean, Phoebe, one which I know you were keen to talk about is how our netball team's been getting on. They got another clean sweep this week. They've been on fire over the last couple of weeks. They've done fantastically.
Yeah, I would completely agree. Especially a mention to the women's fourth team, who beat Leicester's second team with an astonishing result. And that was away as well, so good going for them. And yeah, the women's first team also beat Loughborough. Women's second team beat Worcester with a big score as well. So all round, it was great. It's good to see the lower teams also coming up trumps as well.
Yeah, I think we say it so often in the show about strength and depth being so important in Bucks, and for the lower teams to also be winning well and winning convincingly is so important for this, for the health of our sports at this university. And I think we should give a lot of credit to netball for being able to do that consistently.
Yeah, a couple of teams who think probably weren't doing so well earlier in the season, but have really got some crucial results on the board this week. I'd pick out the Rugby League first team, who had a 36-16 win at home to the University of Leeds first team, a massive result for them in Premier North. As we know, some really, really illustrious opposition in there, the likes of Northumbria, Loughborough first team as well. Trent, of course, are a league above in the Premier overall league in Bucks. So there's definitely room for improvement for the Bucks Rugby League first team of the University of Nottingham. But they have been promoted this year. It's worth bearing that in mind. So it will be a tough season for them. And in men's football as well, they've had a bit of a poor start to the season with 2 defeats after recent relegation to Midlands 1A. And this week they won 4-2 against Loughborough's second team, who are now bottom of the league. League. So a very much needed result for them, 4-2 at home down at Highfield. So very, very much needed.
Yeah, I think it's also worth mentioning that the men's fourth team beat East Anglia's second team 4-1. It's a great game for the men's football team there.
Have been some real routs when we look down this list for some fantastic wins for the University of Nottingham. I suppose then, in the interest of fairness and a bit of balance, we have to look at, unfortunately, some of the clubs that didn't quite do as well as we might want. I mean, I think a real shock one I would probably pick out is Squash. They had, probably the ultimate definition of an indifferent week. They had a win, a draw, and a loss in their three home games. It wasn't exactly as great, but in all fairness, one of those games was against ourselves. But I know you can't win them all, but that's one of those ones where it's really unfortunate for them. But does that, guys, you think, reflect the strength and depth that we do actually have so many when we look through, like we heard earlier, so many of our own teams playing against each other? Is that how good we are at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's something you need to absolutely acknowledge, the fact we've got so many teams playing against each other. And it would be a bit concerning if the men's thirds are beating the men's seconds in squash. That would have been something that we've had to look at. So I think obviously it would be bad for the men's thirds, but for the men's seconds to win 5-0 is the result we probably really wanted out of that. Bit of a shame that the women's seconds only drew with Oxford. It would be nice to get the win there, and the women's seconds have been in good form this season, so I think they'll be slightly disappointed with that. But overall, I think squash are going to have a strong season and continue to move forward and get lots of Bucks points for us.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to what Matt says. I think just the overall figure of 68% win ratio is absolutely unprecedented, and we haven't seen a figure like that for a very, very long time on a Thursday sports show. So it's very, very good. Improving on, I think it was 58 or 59 last week. So yeah, doing very, very well, and we hope to keep up that momentum, really push on.
Water polo also, interestingly, guys, they had a bit of a bad week, specifically for the women's first. They were involved in two games this week, so I'm assuming therefore they were in one of their cup matches this time. And they took on Sheffield Hallam first at home, and they also then took on Durham first at home. Both games at the DRSV. Unfortunately, despite the fact we like to say it's a fortress, Joe, that is not a good result for them. Two defeats on the bounce.
No, certainly not. I mean, we watched that game in varsity on that Sunday night, the sort of second game back when there was that break in the two blocks of fixtures during Easter. And we all sort of acknowledged the fact that our team was a lot stronger than a lot of us anticipated that it would be in that game, and I think these results are kind of almost a bit of a backward step. It's been a tough few weeks for volleyball at the start of this season, but with the pull that they have, the good coaching as well, there's no reason why they can't push on.
Yeah, it's slightly concerning the scale of the defeats. A 20-6 points loss against Durham, 18-8 points loss against Sheffield Hallam. As I recall, they have suffered heavy defeats earlier on in the season, so I'm sure that water polo want to rectify that and move forward and try and get some more points on the board.
I think one to mention is the table tennis as well. We had possible 5 out of 6 wins, so that's a great figure going there. With the men's first beating Loughborough first away, 17-0, so that's a huge defeat there. Men's second beating Derby first away again, 10-7, so all great scores coming through here. So table tennis really coming through, picking up our league points there.
I was just going to say, you look at the opposition that table tennis have put away with this week, and it's all of our local East Midlands rivals. It's Loughborough, it's Nottingham Trent, it's Derby. These are the kind of results that you really, really want to see as well. And we talk a lot about strength and depth, obviously. I think you've got a prime example there of how our men's fourth team are putting away Trent's third team, and our men's first team are beating Loughborough first as well. Of course, Loughborough in many ways a step above a lot of universities when it comes to a lot of sports, so it's really good to see that we are almost on a level playing field, especially when it comes to table tennis.
And also our men's fifth putting away Loughborough second, what a phenomenal result that is, 12-5 win. So that's building on what Joe said there, really showing the strength and depth in table tennis and how much of a good sport that is for us here.
Table tennis, it looks like, have really flexed their muscles this week. That, I think, like you picked out there, Phoebe, that 17-0 win against Loughborough first, really, we've been saying for a bit we wondered when table tennis are finally going to show us their true might, and it looks like they finally came out flying this week. But another society that almost got the clean sweep this week, like we heard earlier on the Bucks roundup, was the hockey. They had a very, very good week. They got 3 out of possible 4 wins, with their only draw coming at home down at the Beeston Hockey Club for the women's first versus Birmingham first. A 1-1 draw, that's not too bad, to be fair, for them. It's against Birmingham, and it's a point picked up. Our hockey team as well, we've been discussing this, I think, in a bit. We were worried that last year, specifically the men's, they lost quite a lot of their big stars. They were going to potentially struggle, but this year, I mean, they've got wins against Birmingham first here again at home in the first, and then the seconds also took on Bristol and beat them in the trophy. So this is starting to look like potentially our hockey might not have just been dependent so much on the stars we had last year. Is, I mean, touch wood here, are we starting to see a new dominant age for us in hockey?
Yeah, I believe so. I think since now come to about the fifth, sixth week of being back at uni, I think all the teams now got together, they've got their team plans sorted, their game plans. I think they're all now collaborating well together and coming up trumps, which is clearly seen in all the results.
Yeah, just to touch on the first teams, both the men's and the women's teams, I watched the men's team in their 2-1 victory away at Nottingham Trent, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in the match, I think this is a sign of a good side, is the cliche as it goes. I think to not play well and still be able to win the game 2-1 was a really good result against the Nottingham Trent side, which was at full strength, and a University of Nottingham side who had a lot of players away on international duty, of course, were kind of, as Phoebe touched upon there, sort of still gelling, still integrating the new freshers into the team. So it's a really good result for them, and their league records reflects that. 4 games played and 7 points left far, which is really, really good.
Yeah, I think it perhaps shows the strength of our coaching system as well with hockey, the fact that we're continuing to get these good results year after year, despite losing key players every year, that we're rebuilding the team successfully, which is exactly what you want in a sports team. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that in the future and have a really strong season. Excellent result for the men's first, beating Birmingham 2-0. Can't argue with that at all.
This is URN Sport.